911, what's your emergency?
Hi, I'd like to report a noise complaint about my neighbor playing a podcast too loudly called Brackets.
All right, the police are on their way.
Oh, thank goodness.
To arrest you because you're a lawless bracket hater.
Oh, no!
Welcome back to the show. I'm your co-host, Matt.
How about that intro, Matt? And I'm Kevin.
It was pretty good. This is Brackets, baby. Let's get started.
This week on the show, we have the topic of stealing is good. What? What's that all about? More about that after the update.
How many exclamation or question marks are on the end of that sentence?
17. Stealing is good? You have to add some O's and D's to the good.
Yeah, there you go. Cool. Before we get to the update, we just wanted to let everybody know, we kind of want to pull a call out there. Like, if anybody wants to be interviewed for the show, then go ahead and contact us. You can email us at bracketspodcast@gmail.com. You can get a hold of us on one of our social media. It would just be interviewing as you growing as a person and kind Very of cool. evolving and going through these changes in life and kind of discussing
your own personal update and segment on Brackets.
Exactly. Yes. That's a better way to put it. Yeah. But cool. Yeah. Let's get to the update.
Update time. Play that update music, white boy.
Cool. So recently, it's been a kind of uneventful week, but this weekend I did a lot. So this Lame. Weekend on Friday, we took Brendan's Jeep up to Midland in Man. Michigan, and we visited one of his classmates
Michigan, what's that?
From school.
I know nothing of this say? Michigan. Yesterday, Tina and I went to Kentucky, and we drove back to Ohio, and we're like, woo, back to the homeland of Ohio. And I was like, oh, God, my heart.
Yeah, Michigan's not even in your vocabulary anymore.
I know. Anyway, continue with your story.
So we took Brendan's Jeep over to Midland to visit one of his, well, I guess a lot of his classmates from optometry school, and he's one of his friends has a lake house, and
oh,
so we
cool.
like took the boat out and like, you know, hung out on the boat all day, like He got a keg for everybody. And
oh,
like,
geez.
You know, it was just an absolute blast.
Full of root beer?
I haven't, like, that's right.
You guys must have had a
cold like,
time.
I have.
Did you guys have vanilla ice cream to go with your floats?
Yeah. that was a lot of fun. I haven't like been on a boat in a while, and like, it was a little bit too much sun for me. You know, because I used to mow lawns every day, so I used to be in the sun every day, and nowadays I'm stuck in this basement all day.
In the dungeon.
Which I'm not complaining, but
right, yeah,
I just got a little burnt, and actually I didn't get burnt as bad as I thought I was going to. It was like,
cool.
We were out there like all day, and it ended up not being that bad. But that was fun.
We went the
night before everybody else got there, so we kind of hung out with Kyle was his name, and we went out to the bar on Friday, and like, and that was fun. And we just kind of like took it a little easy, you know. And
right.
And then
hey, Kyle,
the
it's nice to meet you.
And it was a lot of fun because we were able to take the top and the doors off of Brendan's Jeep, and kind of rode it around the lake and stuff, and that was an absolute blast. That was so cool.
Cool, man.
It was just, the day couldn't have been better, too. It was like in the 70s, like no wind, no clouds even. Like it was perfect. That was a lot of fun.
It's a beautiful day.
That's right.
It was the weather has been very rainy here.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like, and, I'm like watching out the window for it to like stop raining so I can mow my grass because it's rained so much that it's like impossible to mow.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, and I think because of this rain, the grass is just growing like crazy.
Oh, it sure is.
And, I had to mow the lawn before we left for that trip because like if I wouldn't have come back, it would have been tall as weeds.
This week on Brackets, Matt and Kevin become dads. Yeah, this rain has been crazy. I have to mow my lawn twice a week now.
Oh, gee whiz. But yeah, I got that. I think I mentioned that Facebook ad that I had gotten close to finishing. I got that finished, uploaded, and everything. So that's been running for a little while. I think I'm only going to run it for like 2 weeks or so, you know, to keep a tight budget on it because like I've never done Facebook ads before, so I don't really know exactly how it's going to perform.
Right, and you can see like what takeaway you get from it and exactly, use that information for future.
Exactly. Take all the data that I collected from this and like not spend as much money, you know, and then really kind of funnel it from there, you know. But yeah, so that's hopefully that'll do well. It's only been running for a couple of days. And then I think the day we recorded the last podcast, I watched the first Monsters, Inc.
For the first time ever?
No. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
That
is a classic.
It held up, man. It was pretty good. Like you could tell the animation was kind of old, you know, but I think it's like, what, early 2000s or something?
I don't know when that came out. But it's funny when it did come out though, people were just amazed by Sully's fur.
Yeah. Yeah. And it honestly still looks pretty good.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. That movie's great. Like even the scene where Mike Wazowski throws the implied pee-filled snowball at Sully, the way that the snow like interacts with his fur is just beautiful.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was really well animated, especially for, you know, 15 years ago or whatever, right? However long it was.
Dude, I'm going to jump into this, but I saw Toy Story 4 and that was beautiful.
Wow.
They definitely focused a lot on the comedy of it, but the animation was insane. It was so great. Like porcelain looked like porcelain. Like it's funny you say that, or it's funny that I say that because it's on dolls, but like the water textures were amazing. There's a scene where it's raining really heavily and they're doing like a rescue and like at the very beginning of the movie. And like, it's just so beautiful. Like the water just looks so real and it just, oh my God, dude, I can't say enough about how beautiful that movie was.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. I remember the first Toy Story came out and it looked really good too for the time.
For the time being, now looking at that, it is bad.
Oh, really? It's that much better. The original Toy Story? What's that?
The original Toy Story?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It does not hold up very well. I mean, the story itself does, but like the animation does not.
Oh, really? I guess I haven't seen that in a while. How was the actual, like, was the movie good, though?
Oh, the movie was great. I loved it. It very focused nice. So much on comedy. Like they were like, yeah, comedy's killing it this year. Let's just try to make this as funny as possible. And like it was a lot like Toy Story 3 was really sad. Toy Story 4 was really funny.
Oh, cool. I'm glad they did that. That
same aspect. Yeah.
That's cool. Did you like Toy Story 3?
I love Toy Story 3.
Oh, really? I thought it was okay. I enjoyed it, but I didn't think it was quite as good as the first one, especially.
Right. I mean, like, that movie was groundbreaking, so, like, it's hard to compare to it. And
yeah, right.
I feel like you would definitely enjoy Toy Story 4 a lot more.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good character development, especially for Bo Peep's character, because she missed an entire freaking movie. But,
That's cool.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
Nice. But yeah, Mike and Brendan and Cole left for Montana this morning.
Okay. Yeah, so the, Mike's. I don't know if I've mentioned this.
Mike's running a marathon in Montana.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So yeah, they're going there for I think like the next week or so.
Good luck, Mike.
yeah, he's been training for a while for that. So hopefully, I think it's gonna be. I think the elevation is going to kind of surprise him a little bit. But, I mean, he knew that, you know.
Right. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. He'll have to give us updates.
Right. Yeah, well, maybe we'll have to patch him in on a call or something.
Right.
while he's running the marathon.
You just hear like a helicopter in the background.
Okay, he's on the 10th mile. yeah, what the... Other than watching Toy Story 4, what's up
with
you,
Betty? Let's see. Went to the aquarium yesterday. Saw all kinds of fish. Zoo like
last week, aquarium this week? Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know, right? The hospital that Tina works for paid for it, and they had...
Oh, nice.
They had open bars. They had appetizers
at the aquarium
everywhere.
Too?
Wow. What was that?
At the aquarium, they had an open bar, too?
Yeah, yeah. They had two just little stations where you could get, like, your choice of very short list of beer. I'm such a beer snob now. I'm like, ugh, they have Bud Light. I guess I'll have that.
Oh, Bud Light.
Oh, Miller Light. Ugh. But they let us walk around, do whatever we wanted. You just got to mingle with all the other hospital people just because, you know, we're all from all over the country, so, like, we're just trying to get to know each other so we can be friends. And it was really, I talked to a lot of people and it was pretty fun.
Oh, whenever
I'm in a group of like new people like that, I always feel like I'm a freaking comedian because people don't like, people don't know my quirks yet. So they're like, oh, this guy's hilarious.
yeah, right.
Laugh at everything. Hey, don't agree with me. I'm hilarious.
Just wait till they get to know you.
But I love it, man. It was so fun just talking to people, and we got to make fun of fish with strangers because fish can't hear you, so it's all good. They had some really cool fish there, too. They had like a...
I believe it, yeah.
They had an alligator that is naturally white. Like, it's not an albino alligator. It's just genetically a white alligator. Yeah, it was cool.
Whoa,
some really,
really
big
cool
fish and some cool tunnels and stuff. It was pretty fun. Yeah, on that, I've been writing a new campaign for D&D. I'm considering legitimately like writing my campaign and then putting it on the computer and structuring it in a way that I could sell it on,
On
either DM's
like
Guild
Etsy
or
something. Or oh yeah, 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 okay, very
so
cool. Are you using all your little mini stories for this campaign?
Actually, I'm using those completely separate.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, I had a nice big boom in my fantasy quest board thanks to a friend of mine put a post on Reddit, and Reddit listeners or Reddit users kind of jumped on it, and people are giving me such positive responses. It's so great.
That's so
awesome. One of the quests was help a poor peasant boy write a melody so that he can win the heart over of a noble girl. And somebody commented, all on board for helping the peasant boy get some say I, and like a bunch of people commented I. It's hilarious. I was like, oh, that's so
that
great.
That is hilarious.
But yeah, I've been sticking to it. Right before we started recording, I just posted another one. I'm up
to that's right.
444 followers, so hopefully that just keeps on growing. And
yeah,
I love it, man.
We'll definitely link that in the
show
notes.
It's a passion that I've wanted to get out there for a long time and finally figured out a way that I can express it. So that's
cool. Awesome, dude.
To a friend's house to play some board games, but more importantly, to socialize my puppy.
Oh,
it was
kind
of fun to see him interact with other dogs for the first time because he has only had the cats and the cats refused to play with him. So he was timid, like he usually is, but by the end of it, he was playing tug of war and like having a good old time. So
cool.
The next time we get him around, we've been avoiding getting him around dogs just because he has one more set of vaccines before he's good. And Tina's a doctor, so she wants to play as safe as possible.
Right.
And so as soon as we get that second set of vaccines, we'll be able to like take him to dog parks and take him to like Petco has a thing where you can take your dogs to socialize with other dogs just so they learn to be friendly.
Yeah, very cool. Is he still like, does he like try and play with the cats or anything, or is he just kind of?
He tries all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my more scared cat, Mandy, will literally run away from him. Like, as soon as she sees an opening, she'll just book it and he'll chase her. and like bark at her from the stairs. They know he won't go downstairs, so he'd just sit at the top of the stairs and stare at him.
He won't go downstairs yet.
And then my other, yeah, he will go downstairs, but like you really got to convince him though. I think he's scared of all this. He doesn't want to fall down the stairs.
Right.
But
yeah, that's a long ways down for him.
Right. It's a long, long drop. But my other cat, the braver one, Duncan, he'll stand his ground against him. He'll hiss at him, and he'll sometimes play. Sometimes he'll be in the mood, and he'll mess with them.
Yeah.
And
hopefully Mandy gets acclimated to him.
Yeah, she won't. She's always been a loner. Yeah. She only loves humans.
Yeah.
Other than that, Tina and I had our 11-year anniversary. So that was cool.
Whoa. Yeah, 11 very cool.
Years together. Not married, but together.
Right.
And
pretty soon you'll have your 1-year anniversary.
Right. Our actual 1-year anniversary.
That's
crazy.
That's cool, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, I got her cookie cake and some flowers. I posted on my Snapchat. Nice. So if you want to see funny things that I post, check that out. I don't even know what my Snapchat name is. KG Sour, I think. Pretty confident. Anyway, we'll probably put that in the show notes. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. You don't have to. I've been reading The Dragon Heist, which is a story put out by Wizards of the Coast, the creators of Dungeons & Dragons. It's a module all about this, like, you join this city. You're in the city called Waterdeep. It's pretty famous in the Dungeons & Dragons world. And you're basically going between all these different like criminal organizations, like figuring out what happened to this ridiculous amount of gold pieces that are called, they call gold pieces dragons in the city. So that's why it's called the Dragon Heist. It's basically the gold heist. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Cause there's a lot of like kind of like espionage between the two groups, and like they're all fighting all the time, and like you're very just kind of cool. In the middle of it trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. So is this isn't like a campaign that you can set up? This is simply just a story?
No, this is a campaign that you can play. Your players can play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm not really saying any spoilers about the story, because there's some really cool stuff that happens. One of the guilds is called the Xanthar or Xantharian or something like that. And it's ran by a character called Xanathar, which is a beholder. If you don't know what a beholder is, it's a giant ball filled with eyes, and it's super intelligent, and nobody's like ever actually seen him, but he runs the city from like a tunnel system that he hides in.
Whoa.
And he's got like his own little non-official guild that is considered more of a faction that is, they just do bad things because he's a bad guy.
Wow, that's cool. So do you have like some sort of group that you can play this with? Like, are you going to play it with your old
group? I'm actually looking into getting a group together. I've been working with a buddy that I met from Tina's little hospital group to get a group together, because when I first met him, I was like, I play D&D. And he's like, no way, I play D&D too. So
that's cool.
We're trying to get a group together, and I'd prefer to play the campaign that I'm writing, just because that's more like my baby, but I'd love to be able to play the Dragon Heist one as well.
How far along are you on the campaign that you're writing? Like, could you do one session, like a couple of sessions?
I could do a session right now. I have enough written that I could do a session, but I am not by any means completed with it. I have a lot to do. Right. Like, I really want to flesh it out and, like, really think about everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you write a campaign, do you build the world first, or do you build the story first?
Yes, I 100% build the world first, because you can't have a story without a world. So,
yeah.
Basically, what I did was I just started making, well, I made like, the universe, and then I made, like, the planet, and then I started making events that happened, and then based off those events, I started making people that are currently living in the world or have died.
Oh, very cool.
And it just escalated from that. Once I wrote somebody that I was like, oh yeah, this guy is like the main bad guy, I started making some story off of that guy, and it really has trickled into nice. Like this awesome story that I like.
That's so cool. Cool. You wanna take a break?
Time for a break. Oh, I'm exhausted.
My gums are sore.
Your gums. My teeth are sore. All right, let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
And we're back. You know, it's funny that we call it a break because we literally don't leave.
Yeah.
It's not like we're recording for 2 hours.
Yeah, the magic of podcasting, baby.
Well, what is the topic this week, Matt?
Yeah, the topic is stealing is good.
What's that mean, man?
Yeah, so yeah, I kind of just wanted to talk about like getting inspiration from others when you're kind of in a slump. You know, like maybe you don't know exactly where to go or you don't know exactly how to start. And the idea of taking somebody else's idea and using that as maybe a starting off point, or maybe you kind of interpret it in your own way, or, you know, just it's weird using the word stealing as a positive word. You know what I mean?
Right, right. It's confusing.
But yeah, right. Like, I mean, there's a quote, and I don't know exactly who it's from. I looked it up, and it wasn't really a straight answer, but Steve Jobs said it at one point. Good artists copy and great artists steal.
Wow, that's great.
And I think just what they mean from that is that you have so much confidence in yourself and your abilities that when you steal other people's ideas, they still really end up as your
own
thing. Yeah, as your idea. You know, it's like you copied that, not copied, but you stole like their exact template, basically. You're using that as a template. That's why templates exist.
Right.
You're basically stealing other people's ideas.
But you don't want to get us wrong, because like you don't want to go out and word for word steal something. You want to make it your own, no matter what it is you do. But you can draw inspiration from literally anywhere.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I'm reading the Waterdeep Dragon Heist, because I want inspiration for the story that I'm making.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was telling Matt earlier, but when I was watching Toy Story 4, I had some really cool ideas about stuff that I could directly relate to D&D, but had nothing to do with actual Toy Story 4 story. It just gave me inspiration. And if you're ever in a funk, like you can't figure out how to continue on or keep going or do something new, look at somebody else's work in the same area and see if you can draw some inspiration from that.
Yeah. And like that's another thing, is just always keep your mind open to like whatever you're trying to do at that moment, whatever you're trying to create. And maybe you're stuck in it and maybe you're not, like, but like you say, I mean, you took inspiration from watching Toy Story and put it into your D&D campaigns. Like there's something to be said there. Like, you could take inspiration from literally anything and apply it to whatever you're passionate about or whatever you're doing at the moment, you know?
There's a YouTube vlogger that I watch. His name is Ross, or Charles Ross. He does Ross Creations, and he just does, like, pranks and stuff like that. And he said something along the lines of, oh, I've lost it.
Oh.
Damn it.
That's all right. But yeah, like, well, that's another thing, is like you could get inspiration from just watching a YouTuber who does silly things, and then like something like a small idea of, maybe it's like the very, very basic premise.
I figured out what I wanted to say was that Ross Creation said something along the lines of he saw videos where people were doing pranks, and he saw videos where people were being brave, and he never saw like a combination of the two. So what he wanted to be creative and brave at the same time. And so he started making those videos and he blew up. In the last year, he's gotten over 2 million subscribers.
Wow.
So like he went from nothing. Literally, if you watch his old videos, he like is joking about how broke he is. And if you watch his newer videos, he's got like a brand new van, all this fancy equipment. And he's always like, when I first started, I had literally a digital camera that I got when I was a kid and was able to record some videos, post them on YouTube, make a little bit of money, and then go from there. Like,
wow. Yeah. Use that as a launching point.
It's wow, built that's cool. up and up and up.
And that's another thing is like you said, he noticed that people were brave and then people were, what was the other thing that they were brave and something else?
They were doing brave pranks and they were doing creative pranks.
Right, right.
And
so,
he wanted to combine the two.
And so you're stealing that little idea of being brave, and then you're stealing that little idea of being confident that a lot of other people have been doing, and you're kind of combining all of that into your own thing. And that's another way to do that is like just take little pieces here and there of what other people are doing. I know, like, when I was making my website for I Edit Podcasts, that's what, I mean, I was going through other people's podcast editing service websites and just kind of right. taking pieces of the things that I liked from each of those websites and then applying my own personal touch to that, you know? Like, it's just, it's something that when you're looking at that blank page, it's always hard to start. It's always hard to write that first word, you know? But when you kind of get an idea of what other people are doing, then it's a little bit easier, you know, and a lot of people probably do it subconsciously, you know, like they don't even realize right. that they're doing it.
Even if they are stealing.
Yeah, it's just you're, and like that's something else is like, this is something that you said, but when somebody steals something of mine or copies something of mine, you kind of can take it as a compliment. Like it's,
right, because you're doing that good of a job that others want to be like you or others want to do as good as you do.
Exactly, yeah. It's like, man, I'm doing so good that this person decided to do exactly that. Like that's, I could see how people would get frustrated by that, but really it should be a positive thing because
right.
it like I said before, like it just kind of pushes you to go further. It kind of pushes you to be better as well. And use that as another launching off point from this plateau, you know?
Right. And the goal is to always better yourself. To do
exactly,
better
yeah.
do a better job. No artist starts off not being taught how to draw shapes. Well, guess what? Shapes have existed. Like every
right,
idea
yeah.
has come from another idea.
Exactly,
and
yeah, right.
People started taking pictures. Well, the people started drawing pictures, and they're like, oh, that's great. I wish I could, like, take a picture. So people figured out how to take pictures, and then people took those pictures, and they figured out how to put a ton of pictures together and made a video. And, like, all this stems from us observing the universe. Like,
right.
if you're stealing somebody else's work, the only way for, like, it to be wrong is if you are taking it word for word and putting it in your thing without putting quotes around it. Like, that's the only way.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Or if you're legitimately stealing somebody's personal stuff, like their items or, like, their property, like, that's wrong. But, like,
yeah, there's such thing as, there's a difference between plagiarism and theft. Well, I mean, it's even saying, like, theft as, like, a positive word, but, like...
Right, it just feels weird, right?
Yeah, when you, like, blatantly just do exactly as the other person has done, then, yeah, that's not good. Like, that's just plagiarizing the other person. But what we're talking about is stealing that very first simple idea, that very broad thing of brave and creative, you know? But, yeah, I guess... I don't know. I don't really have much more to say about it.
That's about all you can say.
Yeah, it's just
I bet there is more you could say. Why don't you guys go ahead and steal our idea and tell us ways that you could steal?
Yeah,
other
ideas, there you go.
And post it on your own social media or
oh, I like it.
Link us to it. Figure something out that like show us what you think about stealing.
Right. Yeah, I like that. But yeah, it's just, and it's the same thing. It's like, you know, stealing this idea of doing this broad episode and kind of making it your own, you know? It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, it's cool. Good idea, love Kevin. It. Good idea, Kev.
Well, it was yours. No, I just stole it.
Okay, on to the worst part of the show.
All right, let's do it.
Kevin's
weekly app.
All right, guys. Well, this week I have a very simple, easy one that I may have highlighted before. You tell me. I don't know. I am doing Google Podcasts. I freaking love Google Podcasts. Ooh. I think the main reason why I love Google Podcasts is I have a strict number of podcasts that I listen to that I don't want to navigate. I don't want to go into Google Podcasts. I don't want to go to my subscriptions. I don't want to have to click on the thing. And then I can click on the latest episode. What I do is I have three podcasts. I'm not going to say the names of them. One of them rhymes with rackets. And I have a home screen button that Google Podcasts makes for me. And all I have to do is click on that button, and it brings me directly to the podcast, the latest episode, and I get to listen to it. Super, that's super cool. Fun to have. I mean, it even has brackets on it. I mean, yeah, brackets, no, if you don't have brackets on it, you're missing out on a lot of views that you could be getting for your podcast recording apps. Recording apps. Playing apps, I guess. I don't know. We don't record through Google. Please, Google, make a podcast recording app. That would be phenomenal.
It probably would be pretty good.
I don't doubt it. Google makes some fantastic products.
I've heard Spotify is doing something like that. Where it's like
Spotify does have podcasts on it, but it doesn't like let you make a home screen. Some technical difficulties. We're all good. I caught it with my leg. My mic just fell. What was I saying, Matt?
You're saying how you wanted.
You're
Google's
saying,
to
oh,
make,
my mic just fell.
Are you serious? Did it fall again?
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Oh,
I was mocking you. I wasn't mocking you. I was pretending to be you.
Hey. Cut it out,
hey,
dude.
Cut it out. Well, there goes that episode. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, cool. So thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. If you really like the show, you can give us a subscription. You can give us a rate and review. That really, really helps us out. You can check out our Facebook page if you just search for Brackets. If you have any questions or any segment ideas, you can email us at bracketspodcast@gmail.com. Or if you want to be interviewed, you can email us there as well. And you can find the show on Twitter at Brackets Boys. That's BRACKETSBOYS.
You can find me at Twitter at The Podcast Kevin. I actually switched it from KG Sour to The Podcast Kevin. Podcast Kevin was stolen. I'm thinking about switching my Instagram to The Podcast Kevin as well. But as for right now, my Instagram is at Podcast Kevin. And you can find my bonus Instagram. Is it my bonus Instagram? My more popular Instagram at Fantasy Quest Boards. That is at Fantasy Quest Board. A link to my profiles will be in the show notes. And to those of you who already subscribed to the show, thank you. That helps us get the show recognized, helps us grow, and makes more of this beautiful show. If you want to help the show grow even more, you can donate something as little as $1. It would really help the show grow tremendously. Check it out at anchor.fm/brackets. A link will be in the description.
Cool. All right, dude.
See ya later.
See you, dude. 911, what's your emergency?
Why are they letting you on the phone? You're hilarious sounding.